רביעי, וחיוגו איתך גר בארצכם, if a gear will live amongst you in your land, לאיסוינו איסאי, do not harass him. Do not tell him that yesterday you were עבד עבוד דזרה, and today you are coming to learn Torah מפי הגבורה, you want to learn Torah from Hashem. But rather, כאזרח מכם, like a native amongst you, יהיה לכם הגר הגר איתכם, shall the gear that lives with you be. ביוהבת לכמיך, you shall love him like you love yourself. Ki gerim hayisem beretz Mitzrayim, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Mum shebach al toim lechavroch, a mum, a blemish that you have, you shall not say to your friend. You are telling them that yesterday they were oved avodah zarah. You also were oved avodah zarah in Mitzrayim. Ki gerim hayisem, you were just like the ger. Mum shebach al toim lechavroch. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Elokeichem in the plural, I am your God, and the God of the Gerim, and therefore you shall not harass them. Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in judgment. The question arises that this Pasuk Loisasu Ovel Bamishpat was stated already in this week's Parsha by Sheni. Why is it repeated? Rashi tells us, over there the Pasuk was referring to a judge should not pervert his judgment. Over here, when it says Mishpat, it is referring to a different type of judgment. Namely, when one measures and one weighs things, he should not cheat other people, because if he does, he is considered like a judge who perverts his judgment. Loisasu ovel bamishpat, you shall not do wrong in your judgment. What type of judgment? Bamida, when you measure land. Bamishkol, when you weigh things, uvamisura, and by liquid weights. Moizne tzedek, you shall have a proper and correct scale. Avne tzedek, proper and correct weights. The stones that are on the other side of the scale, if it says a pound, shall really be a pound. Eifat tzedek, a correct and proper eifa, which is a dry measurement. Vehin tzedek, and a correct hin, which is a liquid measurement. Yielochem, it shall be to you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, asher hoitzesi eschem meretz Mitzrayim, who I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah say, by the parsha of cheating in weights and measurements, that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat that Rashi says is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim al menaskein on this condition that you should treat people correctly and not cheat them when it comes to weights and measurements. Rashi's second pshat is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, and just like when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I differentiated and distinguished between a bechor and one who was not a bechor. The bechor in Mitzrayim died, and the ones who were not bechorim, who were not firstborns, did not die. So too will I differentiate between one who places and stores his weight in salt. What happens when one stores his weight in salt? The Mefarshim say two pshatim. Some learn that when it's stored in salt, it absorbs the salt and it becomes heavier. So therefore, a weight that says 1 pound on it will really weigh 2 pounds. This is something that the buyer would do in order to receive more produce. He will use a weight that says 1 pound, and really, since it was stored in salt, it will be 2 pounds, and he will receive more than he paid for. Others learn that by storing it in salt, the salt eats away at the weight, and a weight that weighs 1 pound will now only weigh 0.5 pound. This is something that the seller would do in order to give the buyer less than he paid for. He will tell the buyer that he is receiving 1 pound, when in reality he is only receiving 0.5 pound. Ushmartem es kol chukoisev es kol mishpotai, and you shall watch all my chukim and all of my mishpotim, va'asisem oisam, and do them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Loisoinu oisai, you shall not harass the ger. Oinoas dvorim, verbally harassing him. Loi tamer loi, you shall not say to the ger, emesh hoyisa oivid avodah zarah. Last night you were oivid avodah zarah. Va'achshav, and now, atobo lumloi Torah, you are coming to learn Torah, shenitna mipi agvura, that was given from the mouth of the Almighty. Ki gerim hayisem, because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Mum shebach, the blemish that you have, al tamer lechavroch, do not say it to your friend. As Chizkuni explains, that in Mitzrayim you were also oved avodah zarah. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Elokeichem your God in the plural, Elokecho, I am your God, Velikov, and his God, the God of the ger, Oni, I am, and since I am their God also, you shall not harass them. It is interesting to note Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav, on the Pasuk, V'ger Loi Soine, Ki Gerim Hayisem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Over there Rashi tells us, what is a ger? A ger is somebody, Sheloi Noilid Ba'isa Medina. He was not born in this country. Ela Bo Mi Medina Acheres Logosham. He comes from a different country to live there. And Rashi says over there, do not harass the ger and bother him that he is not a native. He's coming from a different country. Because, Mum Shabach Al Tomil Chavroch, Gerim Hayisem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. You were also strangers and not natives when you lived in Mitzrayim. You also came from a different country. So over there we see that Rashi says the harassment was by the fact that they were Gerim. They were not natives. And therefore the Torah says, you were also not natives in Mitzrayim. Rashi over here says that the harassment was by the fact that you were Oved Avodah Zarah a few days ago, and now you want to come to learn Torah. On that, the Pasuk says, Mum Shebach Al Tomer L'Chavroch, Gerim Hayisem, you were also like this Ger, because you were also Oved Avodah Zarah in the land of Mitzrayim. Zokt Rashi, Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpot, Im Ladin, if the Torah is saying that one may not pervert judgment, Harei Kfar Nemar, the Pasuk already says this by Sheni, Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpot. Umahu mishpat ashanu kan. So what is the judgment that is repeated over here? He hamidah v'hamishkol v'hamasur. It is referring to one who measures, weighs, and also measures liquid incorrectly. Malamed, the pasuk is teaching us shehamoideh nikradayin. One who measures is called a judge. Shem shikir b'midah. If he measures incorrectly and he lies in measurements, Harehu kemekalkel asadin. He is equal to one who perverts judgment. Vikori, and he is called the five names that one who perverts judgment is called. Ovel, a wrongdoer. Sonoi, hated. Meshukot, disgusting. Cherem, banned. Vitaeva, and an abomination. Vigorim lachamisha dvarim, and he causes the five things to happen, ha'amurim badayin, that are stated by a judge that corrupts the din. Metame es ha'oretz, he makes the land Eretz Yisrael tame. Umechalel es Hashem, and he desecrates the name of Hashem. Umesalek es hashchina, and he causes the shchina to go away. Umapal es Yisrael b'cherev, and he causes the yidden to fall to their enemies by sword. Umegala oisam me'artam, and he causes them to be exiled from their land. So just like these five things happen to a judge who perverts the judgment, so too, if one does not measure correctly, he will also cause these five things to happen. V'ayin b'sefer maskel David, who connects the five names to the five punishments that are stated here. Each name, Ovel, Sonim, Mishukot, is connected to one of the punishments that are stated here. Midah Zot Rashi, Zu Midas Haoretz, this is the measurement of land. Bamishkol kimashmoi, the way it sounds, weights. Uvamisura, he midas halach, that is liquid measurements. Avnei tzedek, you shall have proper stones. Hema mishkoilos, these are referring to the weights. Sheshoklin kenegdon, which you weigh against them. Eifa, he midas hayovish, this is referring to dry measurements. Hin zumidas halach. The hin is a liquid measurement. Asher etzesi eschem, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Almanas kein, on this condition, in order that you shall not cheat people by measuring and weighing incorrectly. Tavar acher, Rashi says another pshat. Ani evchanti b'Mitzrayim, I distinguished in Mitzrayim. Bein tipa shel bechor, between a droplet that conceived a bechor. L'tipa she'ein bechor, to a droplet that did not conceive a bechor. I only killed the bechor in Mitzrayim. And I will be the one who is believed to punish a person that will store his weights in salt to trick people who do not recognize them. They do not recognize the difference between a weight that was stored in salt and one that is not. Chavishi. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar, and to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, punishments on the Azores, on the Lavim mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mos. The Pasuk says, Ve'el, with a Vav Achibur, connecting this Pasuk to the Parsha before. Which Parsha is it connected to? To the end of Parshas Achrei Mos, where over there the Torah lists all the Arayas, and the Torah only says, Lavim, but it does not say the punishments. Over here, the Torah is telling us, Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar, and to the b'nei Yisrael, you shall say the punishments on those averis. Ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, any person from the children of Yisrael, umin ager hagar b'Yisrael, or from a ger that will live in Yisrael. Asher yitein mizare la molech, if he will give from his children for the Avodah Zarah Moloch, Mois Yumas, he shall be put to death by Bezdin, he shall be stoned. Am Ha'oretz Yigamu Va'oven, the people of the land will stone him. Which means, if Bezdin cannot enforce the skila, the stoning by themselves, so then Am Ha'oretz, the people of the land, will assist in giving this person skila. What does it mean by Am Ha'oretz? Rashi says, Tupshatim. Either it means Am, the nation, Shebeginoi Nevras Ha'oretz, that the world was created because of them. So according to this pshat, Oretz is referring to the world. Or Am Ha'oretz means Am, Shasidim Leiresh Ha'oretz, the nation that in the future will inherit Eretz Yisrael. According to this second pshat, Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. But according to both pshatim, Am Ha'oretz is referring to Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk is saying that if Bezdin cannot enforce the skila, then the rest of Klal Yisrael will assist Bezdin in giving them skila. Vani etenes ponai bo ishahu, and I will turn all my attention to this person. Vechrati oisoi mikerev amoi, to give him chorus. Ki mizaroi nosan la moilech, because from his children he has given them over to the Avodah Zarah moilech. Why do we need these extra words, ki mizaroi nosan la moilech, after the pasuk said in pasuk beis, asher yitain mizaroi la moilech? Rashi tells us, because the pasuk in Dvarim says, mavir benoi ubito bo'esh, that by the Avodah Zarah moilech, he passes his son and his daughter through the fire. I might think it's only by a son and daughter. How do I know that the Isser also applies to grandchildren? Therefore the pasuk says, the extra words, ki mizaroi nosan la moilech. Then Rashi tells us, how do I know Zera Apostle? If somebody has children through a forbidden and prohibited union, then these children are also included in the Isser, for example, a Mamzer. Therefore, if you look at Pasuk Dalet, there are extra words over there, Besitoi Mizaroi Lamoilech. Those extra words teach us also Zera Apostle is Aser. So the Pasuk is saying, not only your son and daughter, but even your grandchildren, and even Zera Apostle are all included in this Isser. L'chayra, we can ask a stira, a contradiction between Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Beis. In Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says that one who worships Moilech receives Karis. And in Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas, that he gets Misas Bezdin Skila. Rashi answers this at the end of the Parsha with a klal, a rule, that whenever the Torah says both Karis and Misas Bezdin, it depends what the situation was. If there were Edim and Hasra, witnesses, and a warning, then he receives Misas Bezdin. But if there were Edim, but there wasn't any Hasra, any warning, then there is only Kares. So when the Pasuk says in Pasuk Beis, Mois Yumas, Misas Bezdin, it is referring to Edim and Hasra. And Pasuk Gimel, that says Kares, is referring to Edim without Hasra. And the pasuk continues that if one worships the Moilech, Leman Tamei Es Mikdashi, he will make Tamei that which is holy to me, which is referring to Klal Yisrael, Ulechalel Eshem Kochi, and he will desecrate my holy name. Vimhalim Yalimu Amo Oretz Esei Neem Mino Ishahu, and if the people of the land will turn their eyes away from this person and not kill him, Besita Mizarei La Moilech, when his children are given over to the Moilech, Levilti Hamisaisai, the people of the land will not kill him. So the people won't do it, and Bezdin won't do it. Then, Vesamti ani esponei ba'ishahu, I will turn my attention to this person, uve mishpachtoi, and to his family, v'chrati oisoi, and I will cut him off, he will receive karis, v'eiz kol hazoinim acharov, and also anybody who will go astray after him, liznois acharei ha'moilech, to go astray after the avodah zarah ha'moilech, mikerev amal, amongst their nation. And Rashi points out that the pasuk says over here that not only is the person that worships Moilech punished, but also Uve Mishpachto, his family. What did his family do? Rashi says, because just like a Moiches, a tax collector, who cheats and collects taxes from some people and not others, we say that his whole family is held responsible because they cover for him. So too over here, the person who worships the Moilech, his whole family is held responsible and guilty because they are involved in him worshipping the Moilech. But the pasuk says, since they did not actually worship the Moilech, they will not get Kares. They will only receive Yisurim, suffering. That's why the pasuk says, V'chrati oisoi, he will get Kares, but not his family. Rashi also tells us that the words at the end of the pasuk "Liznois acharei hamoylech" are superfluous. They are not necessary in the pasuk because we know we are referring to somebody who worships the Moloch. What do we do with these extra words? Rashi says it comes to teach us that if one worships a different Avodah Zarah, the same way that one would worship Moloch, if he goes to another Avodah Zarah and makes his son and daughter pass through two bonfires in front of this other Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that he is also Chayiv Kares. And this we learn out of the extra words, Liznois Acharei HaMoloch. If one worships another Avodah Zarah the way one would worship Moloch, he is also Chayiv Kares. And the pasuk continues, "Ve'hanefesh asher tifne ela oivos ve'la yidoinim," and a soul that will turn to the oivos and yidoinim, as mentioned earlier. Bal oiv is somebody who raises the souls of the dead and causes them to speak from under his armpit. Bal yidoini is one who takes a bone from the chaya called yodua and places it in his mouth, and the bone speaks. If he does any of these liznois achareim, to go astray after them, v'nosati es ponei banefshahi, and I will turn all my attention to this person, v'chrati oisoi mikerev amoi, to give him kares. V'iskadishtem, you shall be holy by separating yourself from Avodah Zarah, v'yisem kadoshim, and you will become holy, ki ani Hashem alekechem, because I am Hashem, your God. Meshech Chochma points out that there are three averis in which the Torah says, "V'nosati es ponai banefshahu," that I will turn all my attention to punish this person. The avera of one who eats dam in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud. Over there it says, "V'nosati ponai banefshahu echelas es adam." Over here, by the Parsha of Moloch, it says also, "V'samti ani es ponai ba'ishahu." And also, in Pasuk Vav, by the avera of oivos and yedoinim, it also says, "V'nosati es ponai banefshahu." What is so special and so different about these averas that the Torah says, "I will turn all my attention to punish these people"? Meshech Chochma answers that concerning other averas, we can say that a person has a taiva, a desire to do the averas, and it was hard for him to stay away from being over these averas. But concerning these three averas, there is no taiva. A person does not have a desire to eat blood. It is disgusting to him. A person does not have a desire to make his children walk through a bonfire, which according to some shittas, the ben and bas, the son and daughter, actually get killed when they walk through this bonfire for Moloch. And a person also does not have a desire to bring up the dead. So these averis are not averis that are done because of a taiva, but rather lahachis, just to anger Hashem. And therefore Hashem says that I will turn away from all other concerns, and I will put my attention to this person in order to punish him. And the Meshech Chochma adds that we find by these three averis that the Torah writes an expression of v'chrati oisoi, I will cut them off, as opposed to other averis where it just says v'nichras, and they will become cut off, because Hashem Himself will cut them off, because they are doing averis that are lahachis, to anger Hashem. So Rashi Pasuk Beis, "Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar," to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, "Onshim al azores," punishments on the lavim mentioned earlier in Parashas Achrei Mois. Mois Yumas, one who worships Moloch shall be put to death b'bezdin. Vim ein koech lebezdin, if Bezdin does not have the power to kill him, amaoritz misayin oisoi, the people of the land, the Klal Yisrael, will assist in killing this person. Am ha'oritz, am shebegino nevrasa oritz. Rashi's first pshat is, the nation, Klal Yisrael, that because of them, the whole world was created. According to this, oritz means the world. Dava acher, am shasidin leireshes ha'oritz, the nation that in the future will inherit Eretz Yisrael, al yidei mitzvahs halolu, through these mitzvahs. According to this pshat, oritz means Eretz Yisrael. Etenes ponai, pnai shali, all my attention, I will turn away from all my concerns, the Oisik boy, and deal with this person. Boish, the pasuk says that this person will get kares, zagrashi v'loy b'tzibur, but not the congregation. She'ein kolat tzibur nechrosin, because the whole tzibur together, if they are over in avera, they will not all get kares together. That's why the pasuk says boish ahu, only individuals receive kares, but not the whole tzibur. These words are extra. Since the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, "Ma'avir b'noi ubitoi ba'esh," the iser of Moloch is one who passes his son or his daughter through the bonfires, Ben Benoi, his son's son, Uben Bitai, or his daughter's son, Minayin. How do we know that they are included in this Isser? Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says these extra words, Ki Mizarei Nosan Lamoilach, to tell you even grandchildren. Zera Apostle Minayin, how do we know Zera Apostle, which are children that were conceived through a prohibited union? Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalet, Bisitoi Mizarei Lamoilach, from these extra words we learn also Zera Apostle. Lamatame es Migdoshai, because you will be metame that which is holy to me, as Knesset Yisrael shemekudeshesli, Klal Yisrael which is holy to me. Rashi is telling us that the word Mikdashi in the Pasuk is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. By worshipping Moilech, you are not being metame the Beis HaMikdash, but rather that which is holy to me, referring to Klal Yisrael. So Rashi Koloshin, it is similar to the language in Parashas Emor, where the Pasuk says, V'lo yechal es Mikdoshai, you shall not desecrate that which is holy to me. Over there also the Pasuk is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, if a Kohen does the Avodah when he has a mum, a blemish, he will be Mechalel and desecrate the Karbonos which are holy to me. V'lo yechal es Mikdashai, you shall not be Mechalel the Karbonos which are holy to me. So over there also, Mikdashai is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. V'mhalim yalimu, if they will turn their eyes away and not punish this person. Rashi is bothered by the double lashon halim yalimu, im halimu b'davar echon. If they turn away concerning one thing, seif she'alimu b'davarim harbe. At the end, they will turn away to many things. Im halimu Sanhedrin tano. If they turn away with a smaller Sanhedrin of 23, seif she'alimu Sanhedrin gedola. At the end, they will also turn away and not punish with a Sanhedrin gedola of 71. So Rashi over mishpachtoi, his family will also get punished. Amar Rav Shimon, v'chimishpacha machoto, what did his family do wrong? El lamedcha, to teach you. She'ein lecha mishpacha, there is no family, she'esh b'moiches, who has in the family a tax collector who is stealing. She'ein kula mukhasim, they are all considered ganavim also. She'kula mechapim alav, because they all cover for him. So too over here, the one who deans avodah zarah of moilech, not only is he found guilty, but also the whole family. Vechrati oisai, loma nemar, why does it say vechrati oisai? Lefisha nemar uve mishpachtoi, since the Pasuk says that his whole family is guilty, yochal yil kol mishpacha be koris. I might think the whole family receives koris. Talmud loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, vechrati oisai, him. Oisai be chorus. The person that worships Moilech gets chorus. V'loi kol ha-mishpacha be chorus. But the whole family does not receive chorus. Elo be yisurim, only they will suffer. Zok Rashi liznois achore ha-moilech. Why do we need these extra words? L'rabe is to include shar oivdei elilim, other avodah zarah she'ovda b'kach, that were worshipped in the same way that one worships Moilech. Tafilu ein zu avodaso, even though this is not the way to worship this avodah zarah, the halacha is, one who worships these avodah zarah in this way, he is chayev koris. V'skadishtem, and you shall make yourself holy, zu preaches avodah zarah, by separating yourself from avodah zarah.